Thank you for being here, everyone. After the break, it seems we're losing some people. My talk is on the nitrogen dynamics and the use efficiency affected by biochar and the irrigation level for onion production. And I'm looking for the big picture in the field. This research, well, I would like to acknowledge my co-author, Dr. Rijun Qin and Dr. Dong Wang. So Rijun participated in this project first, and then he accepted a faculty position, and now he's in Oregon State University. Dr. Dong Wang played a major role in initiating and managing this field project. So the project was done in our facility, USDA Agricultural Research Service, the San Joaquin Valley Agricultural Science Center at Parlier in California, and we know it's the top producer of many high-value crops, including vegetables, fruits, and nuts. And the major production area is the Central Valley, so we are in the southern part called the San Joaquin Valley. That's where our location is. So there are a number of challenges you heard for the agriculture. The top one is the drought. We continue to have the 4 or 5 year drought because all the agriculture in California is irrigated. So without water, nothing grows. And the second one growers is facing now is the groundwater nitrogen pollution and the upcoming regulations. And there are others. And several years ago, under a Clean Air Water Act, so the legislature requires water control board is a regular agency on water and to prepare a report about the nitrogen pollution status in the groundwater. So UC Davis take the task, so they prepare the report led by Dr. Tom Hodders. The 2012 prepared a report. There are a number of important findings in that report. So chiefly it defined the magnitude of the scale of the groundwater nitrate concentration increase, but they conclude that that problem will become worse in the next few decades. And the second one is identify the major source is from the fertilizer or the animal waste applied to the crop land. And because of that, so the regulator actions begin to follow, and we call it agricultural orders. It's formed in different water regions. There are 9 in the state. Some places are in place, and we are in the Central Valley. So there's the east side, the watershed in the Central Valley, just drafted early this year. It's a comprehensive order. Right now, it just asks growers to do a lot of reporting, like how many acres you grow, what type of crops you grow, how much nitrogen you apply, how much nitrogen uptake. Sometimes they don't have the database. But in the goal is to try to mitigate the groundwater pollution problem. And so when this issue started up, so I will work on different areas. So I'm a soil chemist. I started interested in, there's a huge area open. We need to look into the nitrogen UC efficiency again on the circumstances and focus on how we reduce the environmental loss. And 2 years ago, and Dong Wang in our unit and the Niall Brinton from Tarborn, so they're talking about a project with biochar to mitigate them to increase water use efficiency. I took the opportunity, I said, this is great. I want to look at the nitrogen dynamics in the system. So my objective was to determine the effects of biochar and the irrigation level on the fate of nitrogen fertilizer. And the goal is to improve nitrogen uptake and reduce the major nitrogen loss through the several pathways. So I was able to do the ammonia loss, nitrous oxide emissions, and nitrogen leaching. Hopefully, that's the goal. So the field experiment was established. The design was a split plot. The main treatment is the 3 irrigation level, 50%, 75%, 100%. The 100% was referring to the soil always have a sufficient water supply for the crop. So 50 and 75 is just the total amount of water applied, referring to 100%. The sub-treatment include control, pure biochar, and obtained from the charbon, and the two blends, biochar plus compost, and biochar plus compost plus sulfur, which improve the infiltration problem in that region. And so this biochar property is the feedstock is the softwood, and pH relatively high, they did not neutralize anything. The fairly high surface area and a high water content because it just got rained on. And the soil is a sandy loam soil. We use a local dehydrator on it. This is just a photo showing the biochar was applied in the strip and incorporated into surface about 6 to 8 inches. And after that, and we formed the beds. And in the end, you seeded the on the beds. We chose about a 3 meter area, making sure all the area has the same plant density, and that's where I monitor the nitrogen movement or sampling, etc. So this is the irrigation control system. So you have the three irrigation lines to apply the different amount of water. This is the fertilizer tank, so which was injected into the irrigation line. So applied it basically through conjugation. This is a fertilizer application during the growing season. And I also plotted here. This is how the plant grows to take off in the March. So I applied a little amount of base fertilizer, but this one wasn't planned, but because the weeds took over early growing season, you know, the onions plants are very teeny tiny, you can see there. So the advisor suggested us to use the enfuric. It burns the weeds, so that's what happened. So we end up applied the nitrogen three more times. In the end, last one was on May 16th, and in the end we applied 250 kilograms per hectare. So in terms of measurement, so we measured with ammonia volatilization and nitrous oxide emission and nitrogen in pond water. This is and also we analyzed nitrogen uptake during the growing season, also by harvest, and change in soil nitrogen from the beginning till the harvest. So this is basically the chamber for ammonia volatilization measurement. This is a resonated protocol used to measure the N2O. This is the soil water sampler. We basically the ceramic sampler cup was buried at 25 centimeter or 50 centimeter, and the root depths are very low. Most of them falling top of 1 foot. So if I want to use them indicator, may indicate, you know, how the nitrogen move in the soil profile, especially for that one installed at the 50 centimeter, or compare the two. So next I will share with you the results we put together by now. And this is the rainfall pattern. So in the Central Valley, it's a kind of Mediterranean climate. So it's a hot, dry summer. There's no drop of rain. The rain falls in winter time. It's a cool, wet winter. So most of the time it starts in October, but intense raining from November until like sometime in March. So there's no irrigation treatment was applied until March. So this is the data collected before irrigation treatment were applied. And basically, from the four sub-treatment, there's the one irrigation or just a rainfall, there's no difference, this ammonia, this N2O, a lot of noises. So, but it's more affected by the fertilizer application, also the rainfall. This is after, so after we started the irrigation level in March until we harvested. And what we see here is still, you don't see too much difference or opposite difference between the treatments. And it's more affected by the fertilizer application. When you apply fertilizer, you have this spike. And same thing with the second. Well, the third one, I guess the plant start growing bigger, so it's more uptake, so we did not see too much of ammonia. And there may be irrigation level affected that too, the two higher ones from the 100% irrigation level. So we did not have enough manpower to do more, we just monitored five. So in the end, we did a rough estimate how much total the ammonium loss is. You end up having 11 to 18 kilograms per hectare. So that's like less than 10% of the total nitrogen applied. So look at the nitrous oxide emission rates here. About the same, we do not see significant difference, or at least by eyeball. It doesn't among the treatment, but it's more affected by the application event of a fertilizer. So when you apply it, you got the spike. You apply the spike. The third one, we also see the spike too. It's different from the ammonia. But in terms of total loss, it's less than 1 kilogram per hectare. So that's less than 1% of the total nitrogen applied. So in terms of mass, I know N2O is a significant greenhouse gas, but in terms of mass, in total of the nitrogen in a balance, it's not that significant, I would say. The soil water poured nitrate, it's 99% of nitrate, determined. So the left side, that's a 75% irrigation level. The right side is 100% irrigation level. So for the 75%, the blue, that's the 25 centimeter depth. The orange, that's a 50 centimeter depth. But we see, you can see a pattern. So all the blue starting from high and going decrease over time. So and contribute to this is this plant uptake because it's a plant and rooting zone, right? And for the, you see the orange line, so for 75% it continue retain the same. So that means is that, well, maybe there's no, either it has leaching, but it's kind of steady state. But you see the 100% is a little different. So the orange started going down in the, toward the end of the growing season, which means that there's two factors. One is the roots gated lower, or the more uptake, or the more leaching went down. So that's a challenge, how we figure out how much leach. And to use how the nitrogen move, we use this figure, give some thoughts. The change in the extractable or the available soil nitrogen, 2 mol/kcl. This is the prior the field experiment was established. This is taken in November 2015, and this one, the 50% irrigation level, the green the 75, the purple the 100% irrigation level. As you can see, you know, the nitrogen concentration in the on initial was high in the surface and very low at the about 100 centimeter depth. But by the end of the season, 50% irrigation level has the highest nitrate. But you do see an like a movement. Okay, contributing to the 100% irrigation level has the lowest one. Contribute to this, one is plant uptake because of the highest yield over there, and also there's a nitrogen leaching possible. I'll speed up a little bit. And the next few slides showing the plant uptake. This is during growing season. This is nitrate concentration in plants. First high going down. Next one is you multiply by the biomass during season, you get the total nitrogen uptake during the season. So what you see, there's not much difference between treatment, but however you see a linear increase of the total nitrogen uptake, and the plateaued until like a middle of July. This is where we started harvesting a month later. And so this is should be the curve we should follow in terms of nitrogen management, how we apply, when or apply, how much we apply nitrogen. Okay, at harvest, this bulb concentration, and what you see is the highest one is the 50% irrigation level, followed by 75%, and the large variation between 100% control and the biochar. And biochar has the highest concentration of that. And this is the yield, so lowest one, 50% is the total yield, and there's no difference 75% to 100% irrigation. You multiply previous concentration with this one, you get the total nitrogen uptake in the bulb, the yield. So the lowest one, 50%, and the almost the highest one, 75%, but the control, 100%, is much lower, and 100% with the biochar, about similar. So what you can see, 75% irrigation might be the optimistic. You have the higher yield, you have the total high nitrogen uptake, although it does well for the. Okay. Yeah, so I'll summarize and I'm done. Okay, this is a summary. The effect of biotrophic soil management on onion yield and nitrogen uptake significant impact by irrigation level. So, and at 50% and 75% irrigation level, we did not see the biotrophic enhancement on either yield or nitrogen uptake. And because of 75% irrigation level, and you get a similar yield as a 100% as with biotrophic. So it turned out to be 100% without biotrophic, you got the lowest nitrogen uptake. And that's the information I have. We continue this research to do this. I want to acknowledge people who help with the project. Well, thank you for your attention. Sorry, run out of time.
Thank you.